see you again, cause when you left you took a part of me with you. It's like it's a urban legend, it's a mistake, hurt confession. How about it for a first impression? How about it with the Birkin looking perfectly measured, looking certain as ever, like she got a purpose together. Whatever. Him, he was like the typical thug, hadn't glasses, he had to bag the baddest bitch at the club. He had a way with his words, a certain, how should I put it, je ne sais quoi, it's how the French bitches would mention him. Never known for loving them all, having them driving his cars, having them in the mall on his budget ball, and him trying to call her is the part of the issue. He said that when she left, she took a part of him with her. He ain't a stranger to the one night stand. If you loving him, use a sucker, that's the one night stand. But why give him the wrong number and fuck him later on, girls, that's all I'm saying. Let me tell you how they met. He approached her with the usual swagger, how you doing, blase, blah, 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 the usual blabber. Now that the ice is broken, it's time to get linked. He asked her if he could buy her a drink. She nodded to him and said, I don't really drink, but thank you for the offer. Let me buy you one and we can finish talking.
Let's do it.
How about some Patron and have him fill the cup up? And when you finish up, we can get into something. He like it's easy as pie, you see it in his eyes. He trying to turn her out tonight and leave her where she lied. Tell his friend he hung her out to dry. Another bitch taps him on the shoulder and he turns around surprised. She said, how you doing? I think I know you from somewhere.
I don't think so.
Yes, I do. Don't you drive that Mercedes out there?
Yeah, that's
you was driving by me one day, I was walking.
Where?
You put over to me and we started talking.
Oh, okay.
While they talking, shorty one grabs something out of Birkin, toss it in his drink and watched it sink to the surface. Shorty number two kept talking like she was trying to stall him, long enough for that thing to dissolve. One gives a signal, two says, who's this? He's like, sorry, I'm rude, then introduces. One to two, they start hitting it off just like he wants them to. It's wonderful, he thinking, she's a skeezer, she's just easy. They both probably buy, so this should lead to a threesome. They both probably high, cause neither one of them drinking. They both keep giggling, so you know what he's thinking. He swallows his Patron shot, sets the cup on top of the bar, like we gon' fucking party, don't stop. One cues two, then says, where your ride at? He says, hey, I'll let valet decide that. They laugh, they leave, he says, mommy's ride at? I'm tired, I'm high, I just wanna lie back. They get to the hotel, they get on the elevator. He ain't feeling so well, like fuck it, I'll get better later. They get in the room and start taking off their clothes. Dude stepping out his shoes while he checking out the hoes. He's sick, so he sits. One says, lay down. Two says, I'll take off his clothes, okay now? He loses consciousness. He dreams of number two riding him, sliding up and down with no condom. Number one sucking on his dick, using both hands. Both hoes dressed like nurses, I guess they role playing. He comes to as the room circling comes to a stop. He not certain or not, is he still dreaming? He feels numb, so he looks down and sees that he's laying in a tub full of ice from his knees to his waist. In the bathroom with grief on his face, he feeling like he's too weak to move, so he waits. He feel around and notices a piece of paper sticking to the tub from his bitches, and it's written in his blood. He panics, he screams, oh God, what's happening? More reading, less praying, no time for rationing. The letter reads, never ask for shit, cause you can get more than you ask for, we have your dick. The letter reads, never ask for shit, cause you can get more than you ask for, we have your dick. But when I woke up in the morning, I missed you. You see, all I'm saying is, can I see you again? Cause when you left, you took a part of me with you. A part of me with you. A part of me with you.